Addressing UN member states in Geneva on Wednesday, Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein announced no significant improvement on official requests for access to Syria. All the while, the plight of men, women and children gets worse.
Pounded by accelerating bombardment, deliberately deprived of food and medical care, many of them, including small children, report that they are simply waiting for death, a nightmare which clearly violates the most basic norms of human rights and any shred of human decency.
Outside Syria, the UN High Commissioner painted a bleak picture of further deteriorating human rights situations around the world, where political leaders were stoking discrimination and, as he put it, the potential for mob violence. Zayed also spoke about the Great Lakes nation of Burundi, where the government is now considering asking public workers to declare their ethnic identity and where humanitarians report a massive spike in refugees in recent months. Zayed pointed too to ongoing violence in Myanmar's Rakhine state, scene of allegations of extrajudicial killings, torture and sexual violence against the Rohingya minority in recent weeks. Some 30,000 Rohingya Muslims have been displaced as government security forces continue their operation following an attack on border guards by unknown assailants in October. The human rights chief warned of the consequences of inaction by the state.
As in any country, if security operations violate the people's fundamental human rights, they will deepen grievances and may lead to far greater violence. Respect for human rights norms is the only possible way to ensure real and sustainable security in Myanmar.
Newly appointed Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights, Andrew Gilmore, was also at the Human Rights Council informal session. He focused on the situation in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which has been gripped by violence and killings amid protests linked to President Joseph Kabila, whose term in office ends on the 19th of December. At least 50 people were shot and killed by security forces in September demonstrations. But there have been many other worrying recent developments inside DRC, Mr. Gilmore said.
A ban on all public demonstrations by opposition parties or civil society is now in effect throughout most of the country. But this doesn't seem to apply to the ruling majority, whose gatherings continue to take place.
Allegations of terrible rights violations by ISIL terrorists also continue to surface in the Iraqi city of Mosul. In her call to start planning for the day after ISIL, Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights, Kate Gilmore, stressed the importance of the Iraqi government's commitment to the rule of law. The challenges are considerable, Mrs. Gilmore said, before calling for the long-term support of the international community so all Iraqi people could unite to take their country forward. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.